hauling them in. And yes, I remember that all those cattle that I bought in Marvel and was hauling, and I was selling them at that time at 6 cents a pound on foot. And finally they did go up to 8 on good cattle. Now, of course, canners, what we call canners today, like you call utilities, let's see, there's commercial, yeah, utility, I believe, was one name they had for canners. You couldn't sell one of them in those days because there wasn't anybody that could use that. You know, they didn't make so much bologna and winters and stuff like that, the sausage, in those days, and it had to be pretty good beef because they had to cut it up and sell it, and you saw what you got. But as it is today, they can throw a little soybean meal in it, and as there was back then, they threw a potato meal in it, and they made up sausage, they made up winters, and they made up bologna and so forth, and the people eat it as they do today. But anyhow, back then they didn't have it, and those canners just stayed out there, and they either got fat or died in the woods, one or the other, because people just didn't buy them. And we only bought for choice beef back at that time.
And dressing the hogs out, the way you boil the water?
Well, on those hogs, we'd buy those hogs and bring them in. Lots of times you bought a load of cattle and load hogs on them, you know, and bring them in. But the hogs, of course, we would... We never did use a hammer, as a lot of people did, in knocking cattle down. We always used a 38 special because it's always handy. We had it right there. And in shooting hogs, we used our 38 special on them, and cattle the same way. But anyhow,
you'd have to stick your hog.
Well, we shoot that hog and knock him down. Well, the old-timey way of cutting a hog's throat was straight across, but that is the wrong way to cut a hog's throat or a cattle. In other words, we finally got to this point when we got a little farther along, and that we slit. And instead of cutting, we slit down and then reaching and cut those arteries on each side so that they bleed freely. Sometimes those arteries would plug on the end, and we'd have to reach in there and get it again and cut it, but you was very careful to see that that bled good. And we of course had on these hogs, we also had these pots for water heating and boiling and ready for scalding. And when I say boiling, that water's got to be right. There's such a thing as having it too hot, there's such a thing as having it too cold. But on a ordinary size hog, we use a barrel generally and had it slant, and we'd pour that water in there, and then we'd pick that hog up and put him down in there and turn him over and over, and then we'd pull him out and turn change ends with him, put the other down there, and then out on a board generally. Of course, afterward we had concrete floors, but out on a board in the olden times, old oil was one of the best things I ever saw, and you'd pull him out on that and take the hair off of it. Then when you took the hair off of him, of course you hung him, and then you slit him down, and then you slit him down, I mean open him up, cut him down, and take the entrails and all out, and then you took a bucket of water and throw it in there and rinsed that hog out good, and then let him hang. And generally, it was always best to do this butchering if you could have it in a kind of cool weather. In other words, the meat does better, and it gets harder and firmer and so forth, and it's easier to cut. It's awful hard to cut hot meat. In other words, it's got to be chilled to a certain extent. That's one thing where refrigeration come in so nice, was chilling this meat so that you could cut it. And these hogs were a little bit unhanded to handle, and what I mean by it, more so work than there was in the cattle.